Splish, splash. The water was warm underneath the afternoon sun. Frida and her little brother Gio were splashing in the pond on their grandmother's farm. The two children and their family were visiting Grandma for the week. It was sunny and bright outside. They'd had a wonderful afternoon playing and swimming together. Just then, the children heard their grandma's voice. "Time to get out," she told them. Her voice was sweet and comfortable, like a hug or Frida's favorite blanket. Grandma explained that it was starting to get late. She said they should get out of the water and dry off before the sun began to go down. So Frida and Gio waded out of the small pond, dripping water as they went. Grandma handed them each a fluffy towel that she had brought for them to dry off. The towels were as soft and dry as the grass of the field around the pond. And they were huge. When Grandma wrapped one towel around Frida's shoulders, it hung down to her ankles. On Gio, the other towel draped to the ground. The children felt cozy and safe, wrapped in Grandma's huge towels. All wrapped up, they followed their grandmother across the field of grass towards the house. The grass tickled their bare legs and feet. The yellow sun was still bright in the blue sky over the house, but it was getting lower and lower. Grandma's house had a porch that went all the way around it. The porch had a hammock and large, comfortable chairs on it. Frida and Gio often loved to sit in the oversized chairs or swing in the hammock on the shady porch. Right now, though, they followed Grandma through the front door and into the house. It was cool inside. They walked upstairs to the bedroom they shared. There, Grandma helped them get out of their wet swimming suits. She hung up their suits to dry and helped them wipe the remaining droplets of water from their arms and legs before putting on their pajamas. Once they were done, they went back downstairs and into Grandma's large kitchen. They sat down at a square wooden table there. She served each of them a bowl of their favorite soup from a big pot on the stove. The steamy soup smelled delicious, and it tasted even better. When they were done eating, Grandma took Frida and Gio by the hands, and the three of them walked together to the bathroom to brush their teeth. Frida loved the bathroom in Grandma's house. It had an old-fashioned sink and bathtub, and there was blue wallpaper.